Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Yes, it is LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. I love you all for listening. Well, last week, you all know, was just a mayhem over here at Max and Friends. I had so many tweets. I love all of you all for tweeting me. So keep tweeting me at Max Tucci. Let me know what you want to hear, what you want to go through, what you're going through. Like, let's make things happen. Crazy last week. So here's the deal. After Romeo is not going to be on tonight. We tried to make it happen, to have all five of them. There was just so many conflicts of calendars and schedules. Those guys are busy, as you all know. So we're going to have them all on. I promise you we'll have them all on together at one point. So stay tuned to Max and Friends, okay? Tweet me, at Max Tucci, and let's just keep the conversation going there. I've got to tell you all, I had an amazing interview yesterday. All right, I have a new TV show. I'm not supposed to tell everybody, but let's just spill the tea here. And it's coming out in August. It's called Eye on the People. And I always wanted to do a show where I can introduce you to celebrities, newsmakers, and everyday people. No matter which they may be, they are all an inspiration. Basically, kind of like what I do here on the radio, introduce you to amazing people. But the TV show is on TV, and the network is amazing. All right, the network, we got to keep a secret. I'm getting a memo to keep it a secret, so I'm going to keep it a secret because it's so exciting. And over the weekend, I interviewed this 19-year-old poet, DJ, and his name is Mohammed. And he's been in a wheelchair basically his whole life. He can't move. He can't speak. He speaks through a computer. And his outtake on life was just so incredible. Chris Brown is like his idol. They've all hung out before. But it was so inspirational to sit down with someone who was like literally typing with one knuckle and then had this own language that they spoke with their mom. It was incredible. Afterwards, I was like, oh my God, ready to weep and cry. Because I was like, how fortunate are we? You know, I don't measure anyone's, you know, pain or sadness or struggle or sorrow. So it's not like a measurement of pain. But what it was just an inspiration to see someone that really, like, when you're not mobile, it would just blew my mind how no matter what he was going through, he just loved life. So that's the message tonight, is that we got to love life and we got to love boys and we got to love girls and we just got to do our thing and just enjoy the deliciousness of life and just the vastness of what's going on in life. So I want to know what's going on in your life. Tweet me at Max Tucci and let's talk. I want to be so interactive with you. Oh my gosh, I have such exciting news. Next week, we have another star coming on from Orange is the New Black. Y'all tweet me and say, we want them on the show. So one by one, we're getting them. And it's going to be so much fun. Salinas Leva is coming on. Y'all know who's in the kitchen. Well, it's fun. And hey, Amy Man tweeted me right now. I downloaded a Chris Brown song and his name was Sea Breeze. How you doing? Well, Amy, I got to say thank you to Amy. She's Guitars Rock on Twitter, because I love that Amy like had started this whole new amazing Gabe Lopez and Daniel Peter like tweet going around today, because those are my guests tonight. That's right, Gabe Lopez is joining us and so is Daniel Peter, and she's just like a rock star in social media. So thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hey, Meganella, thanks for tuning in, watching the rain pour and the lightning flash and the thunder rumble. Well, you're going to hear some great music tonight because Gabe Lopez is joining us in just a moment. And Gabe has been recently on tour with, I don't know if all you new girls are going to know who Belinda Carlisle is, but that was my girl, is my girl. And Gabe was on her UK tour, which I just think is, I wish I were there at the time. And he was opening for her. and just doing his thing. He's got new songs, Red Light, Butch Cassidy, Hush Your Mind. He's been all over XM Radio, Sirius, iHeartRadio, clubs all over the world. It's obvious as obvious. His new album debuted in the top 100 new releases on iTunes, and Gabe is signed to Rander Universal as a songwriter. He has produced and written for Belinda Carlisle, Joey McIntyre, James Brown, and Amy gave us a really great little feed today, so I really enjoy Amy for telling us about Gabe's James Brown's experience. Plus, After Romeo, Daniel Peter, Varsity Fan Club, Better Off Blonde, and so many more. But tonight we're going to be talking about his new album. We're going to talk about him going on tour with Belinda Carlisle. We're going to talk to him about working with After Romeo Girls. So, yeah, since After Romeo isn't going to be on, can you play their song? Ask Lord, what's your name, Lordana? Well, I think we have a song we could play later on for you, so sure. Do you want to dedicate it to anybody? Let me know. And Amy says Gabe is the best, and I agree. So Gabe, pull up your mic and welcome back to Max and Friends, because it's been a minute that you've been here.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm so happy you're here, Gabe.
Great, thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. All right, Gabe. For the After Romeo fans, we got to get this out of the way because they are tweeting up a storm. They love you for giving us the gossip tonight on After Romeo. So tell us your involvement with After Romeo and tell us basically, like, you got some scoop on Drew and his car. So tell us about tell us about your life with After Romeo, and then we're going to learn who Gabe Lopez is for those who don't know.
I love After Romeo. I've known Drew for a while and Jake and all them, and you know, I produced Drew like solo before Varsity Fan Club, and then Varsity Fan Club, you know, did that for a couple of years, and now it's After Romeo. I love After Romeo. All five of them are so talented. They all sing, they dance. They're just amazing, and their fans are incredible. But I was just with Drew and Blake in the studio this week. And then whenever Drew goes out of town on Twitter, I car sit for him. So I have all these adventures.
Yeah, tell us what that means, that you car sit for him, because the girls are like well, yeah, to know what it, like, what does he drive and what is it all about and what do you really car sit?
Well, it's, you know, it's a thing, like, it's a great Benz. I love it. It's great Benz. It's convertible. And I do things like, you know, I take it to the car wash. Sometimes, like, I break the top so it doesn't go down in the car wash quite right. So, you know, it fills up with water and, you know, it's just, there's a lot of adventures, misadventures. I, you know, I've lost some bumpers. I've broken, you know, mirrors off, and I always get it fixed in time by the time he gets back. But, you know, it once got, you know, stuck on the Ferris wheel at the pier, so that was a little bit of a debacle. But it's something you can see on Twitter.
It's something you can see on Twitter. And how can we get it on Twitter?
On Gabe Lopez Songs.
Okay, there you go. That's simple.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Gabe.
I know they're going back on tour, so.
Like right. That? No, here it's 11:11 on the East Coast, so everybody make a wish. But
okay.
Gabe, yeah, that's what I want you to do, is just make a wish for everyone on the East Coast. But here's the fun thing. We've got some new music for you, but before we get into all of that, let's talk about your new album, Obvious. It's Obvious. What's so obvious, Gabe?
Well, it's obvious. It's just one of those lines. Like, sometimes people, you know, they're smart alex, and they, you know, you say something that's kind of poignant and they go, oh yeah, well, it's obvious. But it's so obvious that it's obvious, so it's kind of like the response to that. Yeah, well, it's obvious, it's obvious. And it's a lyric in the song Rich Cassidy, that's my new single. So I just said, that kind of works for an album title. And I had a blast putting the album together. It's pop rock and with some other flavors thrown in.
Mm-hmm. And you're just doing your thing, right?
Oh my gosh, I just did the tour, and it was just the best time ever.
Now, speaking of the tour, you were in London with Belinda Carlisle, who I absolutely adore. How is it to be on tour with Belinda?
It was the best time. We became pals a couple years ago because I produced and wrote and co-wrote her single called Sun, and I wrote it with Belinda and her Go-Go's bandmate, Jane Weedlin. So that was like in the top 30 in the UK. And then when I got asked to open for her on the tour, I was like, heck yeah. So it was just the best time. It honestly was the best time of my life. And the shows are amazing. Her fans are incredible. And the venues were just amazing. It was my first time over there, so I just absolutely loved it.
Super cool. Hey, girls, Juliet's tweet us at Max Tucci and let me know what your questions are for Gabe about After Romeo, because I'm trying to go through the feed, but I'm getting lost. And yes, Lordana, we're going to play a song for you later, LOL. So that's going to be for you in just a little bit. But we've got Gabe's music to play, plus we have Daniel Peter joining us and his song Collide. So we got a lot going on tonight here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Gabe, tell us about the song Butch Cassidy.
It's I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Yeah,
I love that movie. So I wrote this song and it didn't quite have the chorus yet. And so just for like dummy lyrics for filler, I had the name Butch Cassidy. And then I tried writing other things and they just didn't work. And I just like the imagery of the character, so I left it. And there was an actual person named Butch Cassidy, you know, someone in our history books. So it's a tongue in cheek song. There's a lot of underlying messages, and I let people kind of take what they want from it.
And now, what inspired you to write Butch Cassidy? Like, what was the undertone? Where were you, like, in your mind when you're like, I need to write this song?
I was in Hollywood, and it was a Sunday, and it was humid. And I, you know, some people really just like to play with your mind, play with your heart, play with your feelings. Mm-hmm. And, I don't, you know, I'm not me. I don't take it out on people. I just write a song about it. So that's what the song is about.
So just love through music, right? Just love through music. I mean, that's really the lesson in life. We just got to love all the time. You know, there's so much hate going around, and we get caught up in it. And why even, like, give hate or anything of that nature any energy? It's like, just flip it and reverse it.
Exactly. Right? That's totally my mindset. Yeah.
Yes, and that's what Missy Elliott did. She flipped it and reversed it because it's your premonition.
But, I love that song.
That's my jam. But, you know, it's so much fun we have Gabe back, because Gabe is a friend to Max and Friends. We've had him through the 6 years that we've been on, and we're going to always have Gabe because he is so talented.
Thank you.
I just love, you know, your music is like, it's like what you need on that Sunday, humid, rainy day. It's like, you know, just make things a good place. And you, I know that Amy is like one of your biggest fans, and she's always like tweeting you. And she's so like, knows so much about your life and like this whole James Brown thing. But we're going to talk about that in just a moment, because I want to play Butch Cassidy for everyone tonight. So here it is tonight, an exclusive on Max and Friends, Gabe Lopez, Butch Cassidy. And when we're back, Gabe is going to give us the scoop on James Brown and some more, you know, After Romeo gossip. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insane. shooting me off.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Butch Cassidy. Thank you all for tuning in to Max and Friends, of course, by the Gabe Lopez, the one and only, who's on the air with us right now. Welcome back, Gabe.
Hey.
All right, so I have a great tweet for you. What is your most overused joke or phrase?
Oh, my gosh. Probably, I think, well, plus tax. Like, if somebody says something and I say, yeah, plus tax, it means, like,
plus
yeah,
tax.
Then even more. Yeah.
Mine is your mother what? And my biggest one is, how are you doing? And it's like, okay, I'm not Wendy Williams, I get it. But it's just so addictive, how you doing? Well, here's the deal. We've got some great questions from Amy. And I know that Amy adores you. So I think the only way to do
Amy.
This. Don't you think like it would be only appropriate like for all these questions that I'm getting tweets about from Amy, it's like to have her ask you them?
Heck yeah, that would be awesome.
All right, so can we get Amy on the air, please? Amy's probably freaking out right now, but we're going to call you
up. I'm going to freak out.
Okay. But that's what we do here on Mags and Friends. So, Amy, you better pick up your phone. You know, it's fun. It's kind of like a little punk. But she's staying up late, so she's probably not going to pick up. Watch. But that's right. And girls, by no means tweet your number to me. Do not tweet your number to me on Twitter, because that's a big no-no. Keep your number private.
What?
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Say hi to Gabe.
Do I need to mute this? Because.
Hey, Amy, how's it going?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Were you able to take a nap?
No.
All right, Amy. So you wrote us a really great question. Give me one of your questions that you have, the Drew Ryan Scott question that you have for Gabe.
All right, well, you said ask Gabe questions without after Romeo, so I felt obligated.
So what's the question?
My question was, tell us an outrageous story about Drew.
Oh, I absolutely love this story. Okay. So, and if you've seen Drew in the videos and you know, in concert, this will probably take you by surprise. So, I had a flat tire. And it happened, honestly, it was a rainy night, it was like 4 a.m., and I wasn't going to wait to, like, change it and any of that. So, I went home. I got a cab home. So, the next day, Drew, he picked me up and he was going to drop me off in my car. So he takes me to my car, and I said, okay, you can just leave me now, I'm cool. And he's like, no, I'll change your tire for you. And I was like, yeah, all right, come on, give me a break. Are you kidding me? He goes, no, I got this. So he opens his trunk, he pulls out the gloves and the jack to lift up the car. He changed my tire, honestly, in under 10 minutes. I don't know how he did it, but he changed my flat tire. Yeah, so that's an honest to God, true story.
Max changed a tire once. I was impressed.
I think I did it in like 30 minutes.
I don't know how to change a tire.
It's really simple. It's really simple. But hey, real quick, I gotta let all the listeners know again. Please do not tweet me your number. Do not tweet your number.
Yeah, that's not safe.
No, I'm getting another memo here that's saying, please remind people not to tweet their numbers. So please don't tweet your numbers. And
yeah, unless you want to prank phone calls.
Yeah, because then I'm going to be prank calling them, and that's not fun.
No, no, we do not want your numbers.
Yeah.
But
I'm notorious for that.
Tweet me your questions. Tweet me your questions. Well, Amy, I thank you so much for answering the phone when we called you.
Oh, thanks. I was confused.
I know you were.
It was a great surprise.
Well, have a wonderful night, Amy.
Calling me during this.
Have a beautiful night. And on top of having a beautiful night, have a super week ahead, okay?
You too.
Talk to you
later. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, that's so much fun to have listeners call in. So, how you doing? Everyone's saying, that's my boy. Thoughts on TC. Haha, that's my boy. I see your tweets. Well, anyhow, here's the story. You know, we're going to play your other song in a minute because you like boys. So, girls, that Juliet's and girls and everyone, boys, whoever's listening tonight. Love everybody. But tell us about Because You Like Boys.
You know, Katy Perry had, you know, this song about this and... everyone kind of has all these, you know, gender bending or faux gender bending or perceived gender bending. And I just thought, you know, there's kind of an empty spot for a song like this. And, you know, it's a fun dance song and it's again, just tongue in cheek, total, you know, roll your eyes at
just
it. Just
deliciousness.
To do.
It's delicious. Say it again? I
it's
said just
delicious
absolute deliciousness. I love beautiful songs that are delicious and beautiful. And, you know, we're going to have Daniel Peter joining us later. So tell us a little bit about Daniel because you're working with him now. He's 17 years old. He's like breaking out from Iowa, moved to LA, and is like tearing it up. And you worked on his single Collide. So before we get into Because You Like Boys, your jam, tell us a little about Daniel before he joins us.
I absolutely love Daniel's voice. His voice, he's got one of the best voices I've ever worked with. And he's just 17 and he has this range and all these runs he can do. I somehow found him on Facebook and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I need to work with you. Here's a song. What do you think? And he loved the song. It's called Collide and I produced and wrote it. And then he recorded his own vocals himself in Iowa. He sent them to me and I, you know, added them onto the track and then
beautiful.
The song came out. And he just moved to L.A. like a couple days ago.
How cool. So we're going to talk to him in just a little bit. But before we talk to him, can we get Because You Like Boys up and ready? Let me know when it's ready because I want to play that jam, the new Gabe Lopez jam on Max and Friends tonight. So, yes, let's get it going on. Because You Like Boys on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Gabe is going to still be here. Stay tuned.
Like boys, 'cause you like boys. It's 'cause you like boys, 'cause you. dance floor. You're taken to the sky as you rise and you want more. It's 'cause you like what? It's 'cause you like what? It's 'cause when you're not touched, 'cause you love what?
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, 'Cause You Like Boys by Gabe Lopez. That was the song we just played. Wasn't that the vibe? How you doing, Gabe?
Thanks.
I'm just like on Facebook right now writing that you're on and that Daniel's coming on and we're just having a good old time here on Max and Friends. No, it's always so much fun when you're on. So here, I've got some tweets for you. So let's break them down because the tweeters are tweeting. All right, so Samantha Scott Ladau, is that your name, Samantha? Wants to know, Gabe, what's your favorite song from After Romeo?
Oh, probably Love Unlock.
Yes, and we're going to play that later.
I love that.
For Lordana. Yeah. And Lordana wants to know, what got you into the music industry?
I've always wanted to do music ever since I was little, and I would sing into an egg beater as a microphone. That was my cheap microphone at 3 years old. And then when I moved to L.A., I just started kind of like, you try and knock on the door as an artist, and it's tough because everyone, says, no, they don't want to open the door. But I thought, I'm going to try and get in as a songwriter and producer first, and then do the artist thing. So, I was producing for a lot of other people as I was playing out shows, but I produced for other people's albums before my stuff came out. So I was trying to build a following that way, and that really kind of helped open a lot of doors and build a fan base.
Now, what advice do you give to young listeners listening tonight who are like, I want to be in the industry? What advice do you give them?
A couple of things. One is, it can be a really frustrating and daunting industry, and there's a lot of naysayers, and people will tell you no a lot. And just know that every time you hear a no, that's just one closer to that yes you're going to hear. And you've got to have a thick skin, so just know that you're going to hear a lot of critiques that maybe you don't agree with, or maybe that kind of tear you down, and sometimes people don't have the best intentions, so you got to have your wits about you. But if you truly are in love with music, it is so rewarding, and I absolutely love doing music, so this is great.
Yeah. And, I'm big on dreams, so I always tell people, don't chase a dream that's not yours. All these shows like American Idol, and we're like idolizing these people. But that doesn't mean that that's your dream to be a singer of this just because you've been like subjected to all the stuff that's going on in life. So really just tune into who you are and really listen to what your dreams are, because they might look good to be a singer or a celebrity, but don't chase your dreams because they might not be yours. But I want to tell you all right now, I have another question from Rhiannon, and she wants to know, have the boys pulled any pranks on you since they're such pranksters and all?
Oh my gosh. I feel like there's always something brewing or something being planned. It's funny. I always get Drew on April Fool's Day. So I feel like I get them more than they get me, which is tough to do because there's five of them. But every year I'll send some sort of random message. I'll text it like, hey, this person is covering your song and, they're releasing it and it's horrible and they just got more views than you, or just anything like that. And I think Drew always falls for it. He's like, oh my gosh, you should, what? I don't know. I think, being one of four boys in my family, I have three brothers, so I've gotten pretty good at pranks. So I think
you've got
to get up pretty early to fool me.
And what pranks have they played on you?
I'm trying to think of anything that they've successfully done. I don't think they have yet, which is probably me asking for trouble by saying
all right.
It.
And now it's going to totally happen, so you're going to let us know. Tweet us, tweet everyone, because they want to know. But Kellyanne Clark. Kellyanne Clarkson. That's where my mind is right now. But I just got a tweet from Kellyanne Clare, and she says, "How much do you love Blake? Because I really love him.
He's amazing. He's awesome. He's one of the funniest people I know. We do these improv things back and forth, and we just see who can like laugh first. Who can, you know? He's hilarious.
Super. All right. Much Music wants to know: will you be going on tour soon, Gabe Lopez?
I would love to go back on tour. I just got back from the UK and had the best time. I can't wait to go back to the UK. I'm hoping to go there in September. And meanwhile, I'd love to do some more shows in the States.
Yes. I hope you do, because it's so difficult for me to get over to London right now. I'm like, can you come to Miami and play down here, please?
Hey, I might do that. That sounds fun.
Yes, Miami. You know, the heat, it's on fire. I love Miami. Hey, Gabe. Do you look up to us? Hold on, sorry. Here is Sandra wants to know, Gabe, who do you look up to as far as musicians? That's a good question. Thanks.
That's really good. Yeah, my absolute favorite are the Beatles. I feel like their stuff never gets old to me. Every album was so artistic. The Beatles. I love Sheryl Crow, Stevie Wonder, Stevie Nicks, Led Zeppelin. Definitely
Carlisle.
Yeah. She continues to influence me. She's been taking me to yoga, so she influences me that way too.
Yes, it's fabulous. Sandra, who inspires you? What musicians inspire you besides After Romeo? So let us know. Tweet me at Max Tucci. All right. You know, I want to talk about the song Collide, because Daniel Peter is going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes. And Collide, you said like he sang in Iowa and then sent you his vocals. I just love how the world works in that way. Like, you could really just be where you're supposed to be at that moment. So tell us about Collide, because we're going to play it here in just a moment. And then while we're playing it, we're going to call up Daniel and he's going to be on the show. So tell us about Collide. Set it up.
Yeah, so I found him online and hit him up and said, "Hey, I'd love to work with you. Here's a song. Let me know if you'd like to do this." And
did you write Collide?
Yeah, I wrote and produced Collide, and I was hoping that he would want to do it, because I thought his voice would be perfect for it. And then he loved the song, so I was like, yes. And then he had a home studio, so he recorded his vocals in Ames, Iowa. Wow. And then sent me his vocals, and I was like, wow, these are really, really, really good.
That's
so then
amazing.
He's so amazing. He really is an astounding singer. And
so you're
he's
like
so great
dream
that the song.
Singer.
Yeah.
No, that's so cool. You know, we have this amazing talent. He writes songs. I'm going to hook you up with him. On Twitter after the show. And he's incredible. And we play his songs. He writes them. And he's such an incredible songwriter. And I definitely am going to put you two in touch. So we'll do that after
awesome.
The show.
Okay, cool.
Sandra loves After Romeo. I love Midnight Red and Nirvana. All right. Well, we're going to play Collide for you. So I hope you all love Collide on Max and Friends by Daniel Peter. And when we're back, Daniel's going to be on the air with Gabe and I. So stay tuned. Hit it.
This kind of thing just happens every day. Sometimes lovers give up and they throw it all away. We just gotta let love live and let this thing survive. What's the good of holding on if you don't take the dive? We just gotta come together in the light. Watch the supernova as we get inside by side. We just gotta come together in the light. Touch the light, shine bright, it's alright. Touch the sky when we are together. Shooting stars so high, our love is forever. Watch the doves fly by, we're like them whenever our two hearts collide. When we are together, shooting stars so high, our love is forever. Watch the doves fly by, we're like them whenever our two hearts collide. This kind of love just happens all the time. Sometimes lovers just can't see the love, cause it's too bright. We just got
love living, let this thing survive. What's the good of feedback if you don't turn up, don't drive? We just gotta come together, realize what's super, supernova as we get inside the side. We just gotta come together and collide.
Touch the light, shine bright, it's alright.
Cause we can touch the sky when we are together. Shooting stars so high, our love is forever. Watch the doves fly by, we're like them whenever. We are together, shooting stars so high. Our love is forever. Watch the stars fly by. We're like them whenever our two hearts collide. Together, shooting stars so high, our love is forever. Watch the doves fly by, we're like them whenever our two hearts collide. We can touch the sky when we are together. Shooting stars so high, our love is forever. Watch the doves fly by, we're like them whenever our two hearts collide. We can touch the sky.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Collide by Daniel Peter, written by the one and only Gabe Lopez, and they're both joining me right now on Max and Friends. Hey, everyone. Thanks for your tweets. Keep them coming. Welcome to Max and Friends, Daniel. How you doing?
Oh, well, thank you for having me, sir. Thank you.
No, it's so cool that you're here, and that song Collide is off the chains. When Gabe presented you that song, what were you like?
I was like, you know what? This is a hit. Like, the thing about it is, the moment I got sent that song, I started tapping my feet, and then, so, I had, like, a little studio downstairs, so I went down there immediately, and I turned up the subwoofer and everything so loud, to the point where I think the neighbors could have heard it.
Wow, and you were just, now, what is it like having this song, like, play on radios and stuff for you?
No, it's incredible, like, the support and the, just the effects of how many people are being, you know, seeing it and liking it. I just, for music, I love to make people smile, laugh. You know, it's one of the greatest things, you know, about my career. And I want to give back to the world. So when I put out music, boom, that's my way to show, you know, my feelings. And that's also my way to show how I love my music. So.
Super. Now, did you always want to sing?
Yeah, I did. The thing was, at like 6 years old, I was singing my ABCs, and my kindergarten, my friends were like, oh, I liked your singing. And I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. Because I was like just a kid. So I never thought I'd be in the position that I am at this point. You know, it's
now,
incredible.
Speaking of position, like, is it incredible to have 60,000 followers?
Well, I ain't 60,000 yet, but I'm looking. 25,000 on Instagram so far, and almost 60,000. My biggest growing is on Facebook, with 350,000 people. That's
all right.
Immensely, like, that's incredible.
Gabe, so, what does that feel like for you, for finding him and I, when all of a sudden he's got like hundreds and thousands of followers?
Well, he, you know, even before I started working with him, he was able to build his own fan base because he's been on this on YouTube for a couple of years. So he, you know, he's such a go-getter. He tackles it, and he built that fan base on his own. That was, you know, nothing I did. So that's just a testament to his talent.
You're like, I just gave him Collide. Hey, Daniel, we got a great tweet, and Sandra wants to say, hey, Daniel, I really love your song Collide. Do you think you'll come to Chicago sometime soon?
Well, the thing is, actually, there's been a bunch of people tweeting out, so I want to give a shout-out to all you guys real quick. Everyone that is asking for me to come to different parts in the USA, I don't know exactly what we're going to do with that, but of course, you know, my producer always finds a way. So we'll probably be going out, hopefully, like in, I'm saying, at least in the next year or so. I really hope to be, you know, going on tour and meeting everybody, you know, that's supported so far. I really hope to, you know, perform everywhere where people want me to perform. I really hope that, you know, as my family grows, so does my music. And as my music grows, it'll be more opportunity for me to come see my fans. So the thing about it is, I don't know when, but... don't worry.
But it will happen. It will happen. Keep tweeting.
Yep.
Y'all got to keep tweeting him to make it happen, because persistence pays off. Right? Hey, Daniel, like, who's inspired you in music?
Honestly, Michael Jackson. Like, I love the little whole kind of thing. Like,
yes.
Michael is always one that, you know, represented, you know, music in the industry. I always used to watch, you know, videos of him, like, dancing in the Jackson 5, and I was like, dang, that guy. So, like, honestly, I'm gonna tell you the thing, though. I didn't know who Michael was until he died, which was really sad. You know, I really, like, if I really could have, I would build a time machine. If I was smart enough, if I was Doc Brown from, like, Future, I'd have a DeLorean in my backyard, of course. But the thing about it is, I really wanted, you know, an ability to, you know, see Michael, but, you know, I didn't know about him before he passed, so it was kind of sad. But he's been an inspiration. There's, you know, a few other people like Usher, Chris Brown. You know, the thing about it is these artists are incredible. And it's just incredible to see them doing their thing. How many fans they got, like, seriously, it is so incredible to see them working towards their goals in music. And, like, I'm inspired by that immensely, because seeing them, it makes me want to do better.
Absolutely. Now, how did you meet Gabe? Everyone is asking, how did you meet Gabe?
Okay, so, you know, Gabe, you kind of want to tell this?
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I just remember hearing you sing on YouTube and just, like, I got to track this kid down and sending you messages on Facebook. And I'm like, hey, check out the song Collide. Let me know if you'd like to record it.
It was like Christian Mingle. But basically what happened was, it was like immediately, like, I always check my messages. So I saw Gabe was, you know, a producer, he was working, and I was like, wow, this may be my chance. I was actually signed to a contract before, and, you know, they kind of screwed me over. You know, I was looking for something real. And immediately when I saw Gabe's message, I was like, wait a minute, this person looks good. So like, it was just a matter of, I guess, luck being able to get associated with Gabe, because he is incredible. So, like,
Gabe is incredible. And I'm so glad that I have you both on here tonight on Max and Friends. Hey, Gabe, because we got to wrap this show up. But Gabe, what's next for you?
Next is working on the tour and promoting the album. I've been doing, you know, some print and some video coming out for Butch Cassidy, and you know, working with Daniel Moore and a bunch of other great, great artists.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel, what's going on next for you? Keep everyone in the loop.
Next thing, well, I got a lot of secrets that I keep to myself.
All right, give
I
us one of your secrets.
Everyone.
Give us one secret
I
right
can't.
Now.
All right, a secret? Well,
I'm trying to think at the moment. what's the secret? I can't tell. This is like a deep dark secret, and yes. I don't want the world to know yet. yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to reevaluate my mind right now. Let's see.
All right, we'll let you off
the hook. Okay, I got some.
You got it? Okay.
I got some. All right, I finally got some. My mind started working. Okay, so there's one thing that I'm going to be doing. It's going to be not a meet and greet, but online. I'm going to be starting up on YouTube again.
Okay. Yes. We'll leave it at that.
It's happening. It that. So super. The thing is, I have not posted a video in like 8 months. Like,
okay.
What? Like, so I'm going to be starting up again, and I'm going to be working with like a few friends of mine, like O2O, like YouTubers, if they know JC Kalen, Connor Franta, you know, just people in the YouTube business. I'm going to see if I can start doing vlogs. That way I can interact with my fans more, as well as get the word out about my music and my personality, because YouTube is a way to show your personality. So that's one of my things that's coming out.
All right, well, I'm glad that you guys were on. We got to wrap this show up. Gabe, I always love you being on the show, so thanks so much. Daniel, you're the first time your friend, second time your family, so you can come back anytime. You want to promote something, just let me know on Twitter, at Max Tucci. And on that note, guys, I got to say goodnight to you both, and thank you so much for playing all of your music here on Max and Friends tonight.
No problem. Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. Max and Friends, what is your favorite day of the year and why? Oh, my God. Tweet. All right, I'm going to tweet you that question right now, okay, Daniel? Someone wants to know. But on that note, I got to go because we got to wrap things up here on Max and Friends. Thank you, Daniel Peter, and thank you, Gabe Lopez, for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who's tweeting me right now, at Max Tucci. I love your tweets. I'm going to tweet you all after the show. And, of course, as I promised, to Loredana, LOL, bye, the ones that you all love so much, after Romeo. Remember to love your friends and get rid of all the hate and everything and just focus on love this week. And remember to take life to the max. Good night. Good karma. LOL for you, Loredana, by After Romeo on Max and Friends. Good night.
I got your love on that. I'll wake up in the morning, got you right by my side. Feel your love in the silence, like I'm reading your mind. It's written all on your face, and there is nothing to hide. All your thoughts in the open, put your words to the side. You know I've got you on me like a tattoo that'll never fade away. So let me start, you ain't gotta talk, I know everything you're gonna say. You ain't gotta say I love you, no, no, no. I got your love on lock, I got your love on lock, baby. I love you, yeah, you know. You got my love on lock, you got my love on lock. Up on top of the world, long as you're my girl. You ain't gotta say I love you, no, no, no. Baby, I love you. You got my love on lock. My love, my love. You never had to worry. Baby, I'm here to stay. You gave me a blank love letter, but your love filled up the page. It's written all on your face, and there is nothing to hide. All your thoughts in the open, put your words to the side. You know I've got you on me like a tattoo that'll never fade away. So let me stop, you ain't gotta talk, I know everything you're gonna say. You ain't gotta say I love you, no, no, no. I got your love on lock, I got your love on lock. Baby, I love you, yeah, you know. You got my love on lock, you got my love on lock. Up on top of the world, long as you're my girl. You ain't gotta say I love you, no, no, no. Baby, I love you. You got my love on lock. You got my love on lock. Girl, you got my love on lock. There's no key to unlock our love, because it's you and me. Baby, that's enough, we don't need nothing if we got us. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, there's no key to unlock our love, because it's you and me.